President Bush today said, quote, "We have to assume that al-Qaeda was behind the blast this weekend in Bali that killed more than 180 people. No group has claimed responsibility for the bombing. However, Indonesian officials appear to agree with the president's assessment. Defense Minister Muttori Abdul Jalil said today that al-Qaeda carried out the attack with help from what he called local extremists. The minister provided no evidence to support his claim. NPR's Michael Sullivan has the latest from Bali.
In the popular beach resort of Kuta, local shop owners and foreign vacationers today went about the business of trying to repair the damage done late Saturday evening when a street packed with partying young people turned into a war zone. The street was largely empty and quiet this morning, kept that way by police who shooed visitors away. Where the Sari nightclub once stood, there is now only debris. Broken glass, scraps of clothing, shoes blown off feet by the force of the blast. Burnt-out twisted chassis are all that remains of nearly a dozen cars, one of them believed to be the vehicle that carried the bomb. Dozens of buildings in the area are missing roofs, walls, or windows. Others are completely gutted by the fires that swept through the block of buildings after the bomb went off. A number of wreaths and bouquets of flowers have been placed before what used to be one of Kuta's busiest clubs. Just around the corner, at a small surf shop, workers were busy dragging surfboards out from under piles of glass and collapsed walls, zipping them into long bags, salvaging what they could before the building collapsed. A young Balinese woman named Dila said she was in the store when the bombing occurred. I was about to close the shop when I heard a small explosion, she explained. Then some of the ceiling fell in, and I thought it must be an earthquake. Then the second explosion, much bigger, Dila remembers, and everything started falling around me. I ran outside, and the whole street was in flames. Indonesian forensic teams, aided by the FBI, today picked through the debris looking for clues, while a group of tourists watched from behind the yellow crime scene tape, looking for missing friends. Phil and Bianca are Australians from Melbourne. Two of their friends are among the missing. The attack here is the worst act of terror since the events of September 11th last year, and Bianca sees strong similarities between the two.
It's the same thing. They've done what they wanted to do, though.
What's that?
They've hurt innocent people and they've put their mark on the world once again.
Some tourists are leaving the island in fear, and extra flights have been added to accommodate them. Phil and Bianca are going to wait for now. Phil hopes those responsible will be found, but doesn't expect it to happen.
You've got to catch them first. That's the biggest problem. Because the place is so easy to get in and out of, I think they're going to find it very hard to find the people who did it.
But the Indonesian defense minister's statements tonight may be the first indication that his country may now get serious about doing what the U.S. and other countries have been urging for months, a crackdown on Indonesian groups associated with al-Qaeda. Australia's foreign minister, Alexander Downer.
A lot of the terrorism in Indonesia has links with al-Qaeda. For example, the main organization that we've often talked about, Jemaah Islamiyah, does have links to al-Qaeda. It has financial as well as personnel links to al-Qaeda.
Both Australia and the U.S. believe Jemaah Islamiyah to be involved in several plots against Western targets in Southeast Asia in the past year. And fingers were immediately pointed Jemaah Islamiyah's way after Saturday's attack. The group's leader, Abu Bakr Bashir, today denied any involvement in the bombing, which he condemned as a brutal act. In the wake of Saturday's bombing, the U.S. government is urging U.S. citizens to avoid traveling to Indonesia and advising those already here to leave. It is also evacuating non-essential diplomatic personnel and their families amid fears more attacks could follow. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bali.